broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day to you. In the news, two of the Ryder Cup USA team members have withdrawn from the BMW Championship at Cherry Hills in Denver, Colorado. Phil Mickelson withdrew early this morning from the BMW Championship, and then Keegan Bradley withdrew. Well, the Ryder Cup is just weeks away, September 22nd to the 27th. The U.S. team is looking a little sketchy right now. With Keegan Bradley, it's interesting. I was trying to figure out, he was taking relief from a pitch, but he was in the bunker. I need to talk to Bob Bupka about this, the voice of golf, the golf reporter on Talk Sport with 3 million listeners, the co-host of the Grill Room radio show on TuneIn Radio, and the author of The Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event. It was just released in the ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. Before we talk to Bob, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Well, the new 2015 Acura TLX is the huge hit it was predicted to be. Incredibly great-looking car. Acura's signature jewel-eye LED headlights greet you as you approach its wide, very muscular stance. You need to go down to 777 Test Drive, the TLX. Acura of Honolulu offering introductory finance rates low as 1.9 on the groundbreaking 2015 TLX. All right, let's get straight to Bob Bupka. Welcome to the show, Bob.
How are you, Danielle?
I'm doing okay. And, you know, it was an interesting morning. Bob Bupka, author of Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show, but the Ryder Cup Golf's Greatest Event book is now an ebook, updated and revised. Very exciting. Can't wait to talk to you about it. Can I ask you a couple of questions about not only Phil Mickelson withdrawing, but also Keegan Bradley?
Oh, you can if you like. It doesn't mean I'll answer
them. Now, Phil Mickelson, I wasn't really surprised because he's been playing so poorly. And I think he was frustrated. He thought he might as well just give it all up, forget the FedEx Cup, and go get ready for the Ryder Cup. What do you think?
I don't know how you do that. Most golfers that I know want to play their way out of it. Now, what we're going to have is when Phil shows up at Gleneagles in Scotland in about 3 weeks, his last memory is going to be of playing poorly. So I can't see that being an advantage. Unless he is just absolutely physically tired, mentally tired, wants to get away from it for a little while and maybe use that approach. I mean, that'll work, you know. I mean, if anybody can rebound from playing poorly, it's Phil Mickelson. I mean, you know, we never know what we're going to get from Phil. I mean, he doesn't have a top 10 this year. I mean, that's a pretty telltale sign that 2014 hasn't been a great year for Phil Mickelson.
No, but he does seem to know how to go back and find, dig it out of the dirt, so to speak. Whatever it is that's missing, you know, I tweak something here, somebody sees something, and then all of a sudden, bang, he's back.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, he has the quickest turnaround from poor to good of anybody that I've ever witnessed. But, you know, that can only last so long, too. As you get older, that turnaround period gets longer. Yeah. It's harder to achieve. But I never count Phil out. I mean, he's done too much for too long in this game to be counted out. I'm sure that Tom Watson is rather alarmed at this moment with two of it. It seems kind of ironic because it was earmarked that Keegan Bradley was going to be playing with Phil Mickelson, and now they both WD.
Exactly.
I mean, it's if I'm Tom Watson, I'm really nervous, and the only person probably more nervous than Tom Watson has to be Ted Bishop, the president of the PGA, because it was his idea to bring in Tom Watson as the Ryder Cup captain. And now what that does, it's quite simple. If the United States wins, Ted Bishop and Tom Watson are sheer genius. If the United States loses, Ted Bishop and Tom Watson, well, not quite so genius.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with Keegan Bradley, now, this is interesting because we couldn't really see what happened because the cameras from television weren't really looking at when Keegan Bradley was in the bunker. I heard on television that he was asking about taking relief from a pitch mark. It didn't make a lot of sense to me, but the rules official came over and said that Keegan had not violated any rule. The next morning, he came back and said he felt bad about it, talked again with Slugger White, and Slugger said, you didn't violate any rule, and Keegan still felt bad about it today and decided he just couldn't go on. What rule did he think he violated?
That's a great question. I really don't have any idea. I mean, if he thought he did something inappropriate, knowing Keegan like I do know him, uh-huh. He's an extremely sensitive young man that he wouldn't want to continue. And, Keegan wanted to be on the Ryder Cup team so bad. I mean, he said for the last year that he dreamt about it at night, and then it was the first thing he thought about it when he woke up in the morning. I mean, that's a lot of desire to be on a team. And if he's not playing particularly well, which he wasn't this week, maybe he too thinks that, hey, you know, Ryder Cup is too important to me. I got to take some time off. I'm going to go work on my game. I'm going to get well rested, and then I'm going to show up in Scotland.
Yeah, they need to settle down. I think Keegan's so excited. He didn't unpack his Ryder Cup clothes from the last loss.
Yeah, but I mean that was a strange comment, I thought, by Tom Watson when he said that Keegan Bradley wanted to be on the Ryder Cup team so much, he didn't unpack his clothes from the last Ryder Cup. Now, I would think that if somebody wanted to be on the Ryder Cup team so much, they'd have worn out the clothes that they got sent to you, not unpacked them. I mean, if I get a Christmas present and I know it's what I really want it bad, and then I don't open it for 2 years. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's all very interesting. But now let me go back to Bob Bupka is author of Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event, and it's revised and updated and now in an ebook format. It's available at Amazon and all of Barnes & Noble, all of the outlets that you can go to. It's a beautiful cover. I love the cover of this book. You can also, get it in the handheld version. But it's really nice, Bob. This is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it. And, of course, there's so many great fans of the sport of golf in Hawaii. Matter of fact, I was thinking before I came on the show, I wonder how long it'll be before we have an Hawaiian-born player on the Ryder Cup team. I think it'll happen, whether it's the next time or the time after. I mean, eventually somebody will shine bright enough to make the team, but this book will give people the inside stories dating back to 1927 when it began, and also as an added bonus in the back of the book, Danielle, is the complete Ryder Cup records of everybody that's ever teed it up in a Ryder Cup. So If you have a little disagreement at the 19th hole and you want to verify it, you can go to this book, and it's very reasonably priced too. And it's the people that we appeal to are the ones that maybe play 36 holes and then get ready to go out for another nine, and it starts to rain in Hawaii, and they're mad because they only got 36 holes in. So if you love golf, you're going to love this. And the real easiest place to get it, believe it or not, we got a brand new website, Danielle. It's called the Ryder Cup Golf's Greatest Event.com. And from there, you can take a look at the book, read a little bit about it, and make the purchase. And it's just slightly more than a cup of Starbucks.
So yeah, that's true.
It's very reasonably priced.
I love it. And the original foreword is in it, of course. And in it, Jack Nicklaus says, there's been a lot written about the Ryder Cup matches, and I'm pleased to see there is a book that chronicles the entire history of the event. Samuel Ryder might be the name behind the Ryder Cup trophy, but it's been the players, captains, PGA of America, and Europe officials and fans who've made the Ryder Cup the event it is today. And this book shows you how they did it, and why the Ryder Cup continues to be one of the world's great golf events well into the 21st century. You know, I think the Ryder Cup is more popular than even the majors, even the Masters.
Well, it really has grown tremendously. Matter of fact, I'm waiting for Jack Nicklaus to call me back. I mean, it was Jack's idea in the late 70s that all of Europe should be included to be eligible for the Ryder Cup. It had been for the longest time just Great Britain and Ireland, and the United States was dominating. Now that it includes all of Europe is dominating. So when Jack calls me back, I'm going to ask him if he could lobby that maybe we could use Canada to play on our United States team, because we need a little help.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? Let me ask you a question someone asked me this morning. What if one of the Ryder Cup team members has to withdraw for whatever reason? What happens then?
Well, up until the opening ceremony, he can be replaced. Once the opening ceremony takes place, then they have to play, with the number of players that they have available. The only time that really would come into play would be on Sunday, when all 12 players are supposed to play in the singles matches. So worst case scenario, a team would have to forfeit a point on Sunday. Traditionally, what would happen, though, the whichever side was shy a man, more than likely the other side would say, well, we're not going to play one guy, and we'll call it a half, and each team will get a half point. Sportsmanship, even though both teams want to win this so badly, sportsmanship is still a huge part of the Ryder Cup, and it's one of the aspects that I really like. I think the difference for a while, though, has been that American players, Danielle, really, really wanted to be on the Ryder Cup team. European players really, really wanted to win the Ryder Cup. Ah. And I think that basic difference is one of the reasons that we've seen the lopsided scores that we have seen, and the dominance by the European side.
I want to ask another question about exactly that. You know, the U.S. team doesn't, I think our scoring average this year is like 70, and the European scoring average, if you look at all the teams put together, is like 68. And yet, when it all comes down to it, the European team's still going to be the underdog.
Well, I don't think so.
Really?
Not this time. Yeah, I think the United States, I know for a fact that Tom Watson certainly hopes that he's the underdog. Believe it or not, it's easier to win a Ryder Cup as an underdog than it is as a favorite. It's just, it frees up players. They go in there with that David and Goliath attitude. So Tom Watson does not want to be the favorite, and there's no way, based on the finalization of both squads, that the United States is going to show up in Scotland to play on a golf course that the European players have played on a regular basis. He used to hold a Johnny Walker there, and so the European Tour had a regular stop there, and it's going to be a new destination for American players. So it's, you know, they'll be the underdog. And you know, quite honestly, what I'm hoping for, I want it to be dead even going into Sunday singles.
Yes.
That's what I want, yes, for golf fans around the world. I mean, because you know, I had two wishes. That was one of my wishes. The second wish was that I was going to be able to find accommodations in the same country as Scotland, because it has been completely sold out, and then got notified by Talk Sport, the European network that I work for over there, that they have me in a room in a hotel that's only 200 yards from the golf course.
Wow.
And I quickly sent a note back. I said, I didn't know there was a hotel 200 yards from the golf course. And they said there wasn't. But it's something called snoozebox.com, if you want to look at it. It's a portable hotel that they roll onto the site and build, and you get to stay in it. So they said, you don't mind doing that? I said, I'd stay in a pup tent 200 yards from the golf course, believe me. But this is supposed to be a really nice hotel that comes in. It'll be there for Ryder Cup week, and then it'll disappear and go on to its next event. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I guess, public storage, a public storage container, yeah, with a bed and a toilet. So
well, during Ryder Cup, I certainly hope you'll be on the show. Snoozebox.com. Is that what you just said?
That's what I said.
Okay, we're going to go to snoozebox.com and find out what this is all about. But it sounds like a fabulous idea. We're talking with Bob Bupka, author of Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event. He's also the golf reporter on Talk Sport with 3 million listeners. And, of course, the co-host of the Grill Room radio show, Tune In Radio. Or you can find your link at golfweek.com and listen to the Grill Room on golfweek.com. Now, is it true that the Ryder Cup trophy, the Samuel Ryder Cup trophy, was originally a gold cup?
And it's still a gold cup.
It is gold?
Oh, yeah, solid gold, but it doesn't weigh very much, you know, and never was very big. I mean, it's nothing about the trophy that motivates the inspiration of players. I mean, all I have to do is, you know, just in recent memory, I go back to 1999 when Ben Crenshaw was 4 points down going into Sunday in the media room on Saturday night doing his press conference. I mean, everybody was saying, geez, how could we be 4 points down and blah, 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 blah. And Ben, finally, he just stood up to leave the room, and I still get goosebumps when I think about it. I was standing right there, and he pointed his finger at the media, and he said, I'm just going to tell you guys, I have a feeling about this one. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody in the media started looking through their telephone numbers to see the nearest psychiatrist that we would have to get to come in and provide some medical attention to Ben Crenshaw, and they come back from 4 points down to win. And we thought that was the most unbelievable victory. But people forget that 2 years ago at Medina, the European side was 4 points down going into Sunday, and they were playing on foreign soil, and they came back to win. So it's never over until it's over. And watching Seve Ballesteros in 1997 at Valderrama in Spain, he had a golf cart that did about 120 miles an hour. I mean, he'd be on one hole and the next green, the next hole. I mean, it was unbelievable. And it seemed like Tom Kite, the U.S. captain, was in a horse and buggy out there. I mean, he didn't cover one-tenth the holes that Seve did. And Seve wanted it so badly because of it being in Spain. And by the way, this is only the second time that's going to ever be held in Scotland. And you know better than anybody, Danielle, how much Scottish people love the game of golf. So for them to get a Ryder Cup there, I mean, last time I was there in 1973. And by the way, U.S. won that one 1913.
Wow. You know, this is the 40th Ryder Cup this September. How many have you covered?
Well, I missed that first one in 1927. I was getting married for the first time that day, so I didn't go.
Okay. That's good. That's the 41st Ryder Cup is the 2016 in Minnesota. So, you know, since Ryder Cup is sold out at Glen Eagles in Scotland, the 40th, you may want to make your plans to get to Minnesota in 2016. Now, Glen Eagles, wasn't it designed by Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah, it's a Jack Nicklaus designed golf course, which on paper certainly seems to play into the American side a little bit, because it's really not a links-style golf course that, you know, we're not accustomed to playing. It's a very long golf course, and if it rains, which they say is a pretty good chance late September in Scotland that it is going to rain, it's going to get even longer. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, just all the pomp and circumstance around it, and any of your listeners, and I know you have listeners more than in the state of Hawaii, people listen to you on the internet. If they ever get a chance and they love the sport of golf, go to a Ryder Cup. It's nothing like any other golf tournament that you'd ever want to see. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to tell you the enthusiasm from both sides. And hey, in 3 weeks we'll have the answer to this one.
Yeah. What do you? Okay. Final question. What did you think of the Hunter Mahan, Keegan Bradley, Webb Simpson picks? Was someone you wanted left out?
Yeah, I wanted Eric Compton, believe it or not. I thought that would be thinking out of the box. And Tom Watson has been saying for a long time that he wants players with plenty of heart. Well, Eric Compton, for those that may not be familiar, a dual recipient of a heart transplant. So who would know more about having heart than Eric Compton? I thought it went down to Webb Simpson and Brett Snedeker. I thought maybe Snedeker would get the edge because he's a better putter.
Right.
And more important, he's a fellow MasterCard promoter along with Tom Watson, but that didn't seem to prevail.
Okay. No, but you are wonderful. Thank you for being on the show. Bob Bupka, he's on Talk Sport. 3 million listeners. Wow, Bob. And co-host of the Grill Room Golf Radio Show on TuneIn Radio. And you can listen to the Grill Room on golfweek.com. There's the link right there. And author of The Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event, released in the first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure and honor, and thanks for having me, Daniel.
Absolutely. We'll talk. You got to put me on your book for Ryder Cup, okay?
You got it, babe.
Because I want to hear about the snoozebox.com. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
In the foreword of Bob Bupka, author of Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, the quote that I found so interesting, because we're going to be talking with Neil Sagabelle in just a couple of minutes, and it's all about Ryder Cup 1969. And in Bob's foreword, Jack writes, Jack Nicklaus, "To this day, I am still asked about my first Ryder Cup in 1969 when I conceded a 2-foot putt to Tony Jacklin on the final hole of the final match that led to the first tie between the teams in the event's history. Today, they consider my decision memorable, but at the time, I simply considered it the right thing to do in a competition founded in sportsmanship." Well, what we're going to do now is going to go raise some money, and that's what golf does every day, all over the world, and in Hawaii sometimes, there are more than one charitable event going on. And it's this one is happening on Monday. Dr. Lila Prather, the internist you may know, she's a graduate, University of Hawaii John A. Burns School of Medicine, and the chair of the 11th Annual Women's Fund of Hawaii Golf Tournament at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Welcome to the show, Lila.
Thank you, Danielle.
I'm so good to have you on. You're a beautiful woman. And what did you think about putting together a golf tournament, being the chair? Did you expect it to be all it is?
Oh, it was a lot of fun putting it together. We have a great board. We're very supportive. We have a great golf community in Hawaii. And they're all in back of our cause, supporting women's freedom and rights and education. And they really love our charity. So we've got a lot of great golfers from amateurs to pros coming out. We've got about 120 in the field coming out to golf right tomorrow at 10:30 for registration and 12 o'clock for a shotgun. And it's been a really, really great experience to get everybody together.
Is it tomorrow?
I'm sorry, not tomorrow, Monday.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought I lost a day.
I've been so busy doing this. It's just all the days run together. I just can't wait to get on the course.
Absolutely. I was there last year.
Oh, were you?
Yes, and it was so cool because there were lots of different people, supporters, and people who had samples of things that a woman might need to improve her quality of life, whether it be snacks or whatever it was. It was just, it was a very fun event. And I think there were champagne. I'm not sure. There's just so many things that I enjoyed about that event. It's at Mid-Pacific Country Club. And Mid-Pacific Country Club always is wonderful hosts. Tell us a little bit about the Women's Fund of Hawaii. When women thrive, communities prosper.
Well, I've been on the board for about 3 years now, and the reason I joined this organization was I was all about fostering a community where women support women. And the wonderful thing about the Women's Fund is that it's really the only charity here in Hawaii that focuses 100% of its profitable donations for grassroots funding of grants for programs specifically for women and girls in Hawaii. And, you know, with nonprofit dollars, philanthropic dollars in America, only 8% really go to women's programs specifically. So it was an area of need, and I really wanted to be a part of raising awareness and raising funds for those programs.
It was interesting reading, Welcome to Women's Fund of Hawaii on your website. Women are doing well in Hawaii. There are countless examples of successful women in a variety of professions, but that's only part of the Hawaii story. Far too many women in the Hawaiian Islands live in poverty. And we don't, you know, they can't even meet the basic needs of food, shelter, medical care, and transportation. And in some cases, if a woman is in crisis and needs help, she has to find someone to take care of her kids so that she can take care of herself. And I just really commend you for the work you're doing, Women's Fund of Hawaii, and all the women who are helping women and children. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you so much for having us and for highlighting our organization and our event.
Absolutely. So tell us, it's on Monday, Mid-Pacific Country Club, and if we wanted to play, could we still?
You could. Although the registration online is closed, if they wanted to go ahead and get in contact with our executive board, or actually if you want to email me directly for my email specifically for the tournament, it's lilaprathermd@gmail.com. Let me know that you still want to play. We have about 6 more teams available open that we could open up for extra players. If you're available, we'd love to have you come out and, you know, come and have a great time on the links with us and raise some really great money for charity.
LilaPratherMD@gmail.com. LilaPratherMD@gmail.com.
Yep. If you email me, let me know you want to be there. I will get you hooked up.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Lila, for being on the show.
Great. Thank you, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to be talking about learning this game, and someone who knows how to teach holistically. You may know him as the Black Knight. Yes, indeed. We'll be talking. No, we won't be talking with Gary Player, but with the man who produced the DVD, A Game for Life. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae and Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back. Justin Tupper, CEO and founder of Revolution Golf, is on the show with us right now. Bleeding Edge of Technology is his specialty, putting together golf DVDs as well. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thanks, Danielle.
A producer of Gary Player's A Game for Life, I did a little bit of looking for you online, and I love your 5 most expensive deep water homes, the list you made in L.A. I like that. You can fish right off the balcony.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. What I thought. Now, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Gary Player's final Open Championship victory. It's amazing. You guys stood next to him over on Maui at Ka'anapali during a skins game. We were having lunch, you know, in the center there, and Jack Nicklaus was there. Tom Watson was there, and everybody was having something to eat, and I was at the buffet, and as I'm walking, kind of bumped into Gary Player. That is one sturdy man.
He certainly is. Yeah, I have met very few people in my life that practice what they preach as well as that man, as far as physical fitness, longevity, healthy lifestyle. He is absolutely somebody who speaks passionately about it, but lives it to the highest degree.
So when I talked about holistic, as you probably heard, he's all about the fitness of the game, but also the eating right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Mr. Player grew up in an era, as you mentioned, with those other great players, where he had a significant disadvantage if you really take a look at it. He traveled. It used to take him 40-plus hours to get from South Africa over to the United States. The amount of jet lag, the amount of flights, it wasn't exactly first class to get there. And then he had to be able to get on the golf course and play four competitive rounds against people who weren't suffering from the same issues. Plus, he, like you said, he's smaller in stature. And so, you know, he early in life said, in order to be able to compete at the highest level and have longevity to his life, that eating and fitness were going to be two very large components that went into it.
Can I ask you a question? You know, a lot of people say, I'm traveling so much and I just don't get my workout routine in. Mm-hmm. What's his secret to that? How does he incorporate all that travel and fitness?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question, because that's something I asked him a lot about. And you have to remember, he is a person who is of a passion sense, or short, that very few other people are. He would do stuff pretty extreme. Like, he would travel for a long time, he'd get there. And to him, just getting a workout in might be squats in his, doing some squats, body weight squats in his hotel room, push-ups, tons of sit-ups, just breaking that sweat every single day, consistently sort of being able to do that, being very forward-thinking about his meals, you know, traveling on planes, packing as much food and fresh whole foods as he could. So, you know, he always had a bag with him with his own food in it, drinking lots of water. I mean, he has preached sort of drinking tons of water for a very long time and the importance of that. So, you know, like anything in life, it's just one of the things that Mr. Player really reiterates to us. It's just about preparation and making a priority in your life.
Yeah, and sometimes taking your own food with you. It's something I do. You know, and people look at you weird, like, what do you have that protein powder for?
Right, exactly.
Well, it's because it's part of my important diet. Bob Hope had a similar philosophy. Everywhere he went, he walked 2 miles. It didn't matter where he was staying. He went out for a walk for 2 miles, and Dolores Hope would say, it's a dangerous neighborhood. And he'd say, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm going to go do my 2 mile walk.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. So we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the last time Gary Players won the Open Championship. And it's with a autographed. This is Gary Players autographed. Are these, all of these DVDs?
Yeah, there's a, not every single one, but I think right now the stock that we're going through for the next, I want to say 50 or so DVDs, they are hand autographed by Mr. Player. And, you know, they are something that we didn't do a ton of those, but we just have a sort of a small promotion of them going out right now.
Okay.
Because we had some time with him recently, and as we were talking, he sat there in time.
Okay, so, and you can, if I go to agameforlife.com, can I order one that's autographed there?
Yes, agameforlife.com, the letter A, gameforlife.com. Those will be the ones that are autographed on that site. That's a special micro site that we have up. You can order all the way at the bottom for the DVD. And you know, I'd just like to add, it's not just all about diet. There is a diet section. There's a little workout section. But the idea came when we had the ability to have some time with Mr. Player. And not only did Mr. Player win 9 major championships on the regular tour, but he also won all the championships on the Champions Tour. And no other player has ever done that. No one's ever won them all on the regular tour and the Champions Tour. And the reason he attributed that is to his longevity. And so when we went to produce a DVD with him, we asked him, we didn't want just another DVD about how to take it back and how to grab, you know, the grip and the stance and the fundamental things that are pretty easily available to anybody. But we wanted to sort of dig in and get the gems and the nuggets that really made him a champion over a long amount of time. And so the thought with the DVD was to sort of pick his brain. And there's several areas of the game, as you can imagine, short game, how to practice, his diet, a little bit of his workout, how to play properly from bunkers. He's widely considered as one of the great bunker players that's ever played the game. So it's just we had a ton of fun doing it, and it's really for anybody who loves to play golf and, you know, wants to, you know, enjoy and hopefully understand how to shoot better scores for a long time. That was the genesis of the entire program.
Can I ask you a couple more questions? Do you have time?
Sure.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Are there a couple of bullet points that I was given when, you know, about the DVD? And one, how your toes are key to the perfect setup for the ideal swing. How are my toes key?
Well, you know, Mr. Player he is a big believer in people who have having strong feet help your foundation. And, our shoes nowadays that we wear, at least we do in New York City, aren't the best for our feet. And, he talks about walking a lot barefoot and the nice things that you folks can do in Hawaii on the beach and stuff to keep your feet really strong. And that's really important in the golf swing. People don't understand that's the base of the golf swing. And that's something that is not talked about very much, but he feels wholeheartedly about.
Oh, I like that. I like practicing picking up things with my toes.
There you go.
That's really important. Okay. Then there's the why high handicappers should abandon their 3, 4, and 5 irons.
Yeah, you know, his thought there is he's talked about through his time in his game of golf for his lifetime, the innovation of the hybrid has come out, the hybrid iron, you know, the hybrid wood rather, the metal hybrid. And his point is just that these things are such a great thing for the high handicap to be able to hit. It's so much easier than hitting a long iron, say a 3-iron or a 4-iron, that he just believes that if you're not using one in your high handicap, that you're at a big disadvantage. And I tell you what, I gotta agree with him. It is one of the great innovations in the last 50 years of the game, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't have anything higher, you know, my 6. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. That's beautiful. All right. Here's something, because there are a lot of gardeners in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and there's gardeners around the world. Right now in the United Kingdom, folks are tuning in and listening online. And
sure.
I know they're all gardeners, right? And
sure.
In Florida, right now, Bill is listening in Florida, and he's a gardener.
Right,
Bill? Yes. Okay, so methods here. How gardening transforms bunker play and reading the morning newspaper aids scores.
Yeah, so a couple things from that. The gardening part is Mr. Blair speaks about he used to go every day to this sort of long, thick grass that they had in Africa growing up. And he'd swing his sand wedge at it just to get really strong sort of in the impact area. Because, you know, when you're playing sand bunker play, it's the only real shot in golf where you're not trying to hit the ball. You're sort of taking some of the earth out with you. And it's important that you're strong enough to accelerate sort of through to remove some sand out with it. So one of the things that he did that he really attributes to him being a better player, or a better bunker player, is sort of whacking the thick grass a lot. And it seems like a very simple sort of thing to do, but, you know, it's just another way to sort of get your muscles strong through the hit area to help you become a better bunker player. And what was the other one?
The morning newspaper. Why I
the
need
morning,
to read it.
Yes, yes. So this is another thing. Mr. Player showed us one of the things about him is his arms and forearms, hands and forearms are unbelievably strong. They are abnormally strong. And he said one of the things that he always used to do in the morning when he would have his toast and some tea is he'd take the paper in one hand and he'd, after he finished it, and he'd start curling it up in one hand to make a very, very tight ball. And as crazy as that sounds, he attributes a lot of it. I mean, he can literally get a newspaper and just start with one hand and start kind of pulling it together. It's hard to demonstrate this
wow.
on the radio, but,
no, but
and then just
yeah.
make a ball and then sort of tighten that ball. When he's done with it, a full page of a newspaper is about the size of a ping pong. And, you know, crazy enough, he says he did that for years and years and years. And if you do that, again, consistently, day after day, you'll begin to grow, you know, get these sort of muscles that are in your hands and forearms. And it's kind of a great way to work on your strength there.
Yeah, and also use your left hand if you're right.
Exactly. No, yeah, that's a great point. He also said that, too, Steve. Do the sports section with your left hand. Do the, you know, the business section with your right.
Now, this is we're talking about agameforlife.com. It's Gary
right.
Player's 40th anniversary and
mm-hmm.
of the final Open Championship. And
yep.
some of these DVDs are autographed by mm-hmm. Gary Player. So you can get one if you go to agameforlife.com and order. This is it's a DVD set, but I also read in the release
mm-hmm.
that digital portability means that
mm-hmm.
the Black Knight's legendary knowledge
yep.
can be viewed
yep.
on the driving range, putting green, and gym, put to immediate use on my mobile
yes.
device. How do I get the DVD to my mobile device?
So what happens is we send you the DVD, that's a beautifully designed DVD that we put together with the player, with Black Knight and the player group. And it really is beautiful. It could sit on your coffee table and be something that anyone would be proud to own, as opposed to sort of a plastic jewel case. And
it
then
is.
When you buy it, there's some downloads. So it's pretty easy instructions there, but it allows you to view it streaming online. So if you bought it today, you don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. You could start watching it today on your iPad or your computer or your phone. So it's pretty easy instructions on how to do that. But we wanted it to be, it was our hope that, you know, in this new day and time, we all have sort of the digital thing is very popular. But we really wanted this product to not only be in something that you could watch on a DVD you could not only watch on your iPad or your computer, but there was a physical element to it, something that you kept on your bookshelf, just like any of your favorite golf books. So you could either watch it on a DVD or pass it down or give it to somebody someday, because it was a big responsibility to us too. We got to spend 5 days with Mr. Player. This DVD is about four. We boiled down about 18 hours of the video into 4 hours, it's a real responsibility of sort of canning that. I don't know that Mr. Player will do another information series like this. Not saying he will or won't, but I know he doesn't have any plans to anymore, because he sort of put his heart and soul into this. And so we're really excited the way it came out. Where it's stuff that I don't think that the public has ever heard before, because literally most of it we talked around the dinner table about, and the next day sort of went out and shot it.
That's beautiful. Justin Tupper is CEO and founder of Revolution Golf. Do you do a lot of videos like this?
Not yet. We do a lot of golf video. Revolution Golf does a ton of golf video, but we've just started working with some of the greats of the game. We work with some of the great instructors in the United States, from Jim McClain to Martin Chuck to Gio Valiente, is a sports psychologist.
Yeah.
So we work with a lot of these guys, but this is our first one that we've shot with someone who's a major champion and somebody who has sort of the tournament pedigree that Mr. Player does.
And sharing much more than just the game and how to get better, but just how to better your life, your physicality, longevity, and then being able to play the game for life, which is the name of this DVD, A Game
exactly.
for Life. Yes, A Game for Life. You can go to agameforlife.com and order it. It's a very good price. Justin Tupper, CEO and founder of Revolution Golf, thanks for your time.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Aloha. We're going to come back after this. Neil Sagabell is going to join us, and we're going to talk some more Ryder Cup. He wrote Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup, and the finish that shocked the world. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I just want you to know that the new 2015 Acura TLX is a huge, huge hit. It was predicted to be one, and incredibly... It is. Not incredibly. It's incredibly good looking, is what I wanted to say. Incredible great looks with Acura's signature jewel eye LED headlights. And the TLX has the substance to match its style. Available with your choice of power plants to deliver the perfect driving experience. There's the sporty, powerful 2.4-liter four-cylinder or the beefy 3.5-liter V6 mated to all of the new 8- and 9-speed transmissions that make the TLX glide effortlessly around town. Unless you choose the Sport or Sport Plus driving modes that add the thrill you need from time to time. Safely driving, of course. Interesting news in the world of golf today. I wasn't that surprised when Phil Mickelson decided to withdraw from the BMW Championship at Cherry Hills in Denver, Colorado. He has been having a frustrating time of it this year, and Phil Mickelson often can go home wherever he is, go back to his happy place and figure out what's wrong with his game and then come back and all of a sudden, bang, he's working. Now, what's really surprised me was that Keegan Bradley also withdrew today at the BMW Championship. Now, here, two Ryder Cup guys, of course, you know, Phil Mickelson made the cut. Well, he had the points to make the team. Keegan Bradley was a captain's pick. But everybody knows that these two guys play together unbelievably well and won during the last time they were paired together. So to see both of them withdraw on the same day at the same event and for completely different reasons. Phil Mickelson withdrew. Keegan Bradley was unhappy with something that happened Thursday, I believe it was. It just broke when I was getting ready to drive to the studio. It was about a ruling that the rules official, two of them actually, including Slugger White, told him that he hadn't broken a rule. There'd been no rules violation. But Keegan wasn't happy. He didn't feel comfortable. He felt bad about it. And there's nothing worse in any game, but in this game in particular. You can't break a rule and feel good about it afterwards. That just, it just doesn't work. And so he withdrew, even though a rules official said you didn't break a rule. The rule that Keegan Bradley felt he broke. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the Ryder Cup now with Neil Sagabel, author, golf writer, and blogger. His first book, The Longest Shot, named one of the top 10 sports books of 2012 by Booklist. And now, Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup, and the finish that shocked the world. Welcome to the show, Neil.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Danielle. It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking with Bob Bupka at the beginning of the show. He's revised and updated his Ryder Cup, the golf's greatest event. And like yours, there's a foreword from Jack Nicklaus in Bob's. And in the foreword in Bob's book, he says, "To this day, Jack Nicklaus, I'm quoting, I am still asked about my first Ryder Cup in 1969 when I conceded a 2-foot putt to Tony Jacklin on the final hole of the final match that led to the first tie between the teams in the event's history. Today, they consider my decision memorable, but at the time, I simply considered it the right thing to do in a competition founded on sportsmanship." And that, you know, that's Keegan Bradley withdrawing, Jack Nicklaus, his statement there. It just talks so much about the way this game is played. And I love the fact that you put together this event, the 1969 Ryder Cup. Draw in the Dunes is the name of Neil Sagabel's book and the finish that shocked the world. Tell us a little bit about how competitive. When I was reading, I thought, my goodness, I'd forgotten that these guys were neck and neck. It was like a horse race.
It really was. And, you know, up until that point, it hadn't been that competitive. I mean, the British players had done their best, but coming into that Ryder Cup, it'd been years and years and years of American domination. The Great Britain team won in 1957, and that seemed sort of like an anomaly. So it was kind of expected to be another American waltz, and the British team, they were huge underdogs, but they were playing over there at Royal Birkdale, and they had some young players. Tony Jacklin had emerged at this time. He had just won the British Open, and they had a very fiery coach, or excuse me, captain, a Scot named Eric Brown, and they just played with a lot of heart, and they just stood right up to the American players. And it was the closest Ryder Cup in terms of the matches coming down to the finishing holes that had ever been played.
What I like is how you take me there. It's like The Longest Shot. I get a sense of being there. How did you get your information? And how were you able to find all that inside information?
Well, it was similar to The Longest Shot. And before I forget, when you talk to Bob again, just tell him, you know, his book is in my bibliography. And there are several good Ryder Cup histories out there, and his is one of them.
Cool.
And it's in the bibliography, and I refer to it. So I'm glad to hear that he updated his book, and it's out there, and I can recommend it to your listeners. But I went and spent a few days at the USGA Museum and Library and Archive, largest golf archives in the world. I talked to as many players as I could on those two teams. I had great newspaper and magazine coverage, and so I just did what I did with The Longest Shot. I sort of picked it all apart and tried to knit it together in a narrative to where the reader would feel like he or she was there.
Well, you do that so well, Neil. I mean, you do that so well. As you know, Draw on the Dunes is a story of personal and professional conflict, and everyone's the nerves are racked. And in this in 1969, did every all of the matches were not decided until the final hole. Did you talk to people about what it was like being there?
You know, I talked to the players, and some of them had a lot of memories about it. Some of them had very somewhat vague memories, or they only remembered certain things. But there were a couple of British journalists who are still around who remembered it very well and provided a lot of anecdotes. Not only did I rely on their reporting from 1969, but I reconnected with them in recent years, and they were very excited that I was that I'd taken on this project, and they told me a lot of things that hadn't been reported before about the event. So it was really very exciting. And one of the things I really hoped to do with this book too was connect the dots and help readers understand that even 45 years ago, a lot of the things, the Ryder Cup wasn't nearly as big, but by telling a Ryder Cup story, there were a lot of things that are in common, and that is the players feeling the honor of playing for their country, the nervousness, the difference of playing match play, and playing team golf, and playing for a captain. There are a lot of elements in this story that ring true even today for the modern Ryder Cup. And I think people can get the essence of what the Ryder Cup is about by delving into that.
When you said you spoke with a lot of journalists, was John Hopkins one of them? you need to tell us one of the things that had not been reported that's in your book.
Well, I think there's probably a lot of things that haven't been reported. I think this story has been told, and it's been written about in magazine articles, but I think this is the first book on this particular Ryder Cup. That's not entirely true. There was a book that came out in 1969 that was sort of a instant book, but it was a book of narrative and photographs, and it wasn't a very thick book. But I think some of the things that were going on behind the scenes, there's some British journalists working at Golf Illustrated were trying to influence the captain and also the fans at the event, and they were trying to get everybody pumped up and saying, "We can win. We can actually win the Ryder Cup." And Paul Trevelyan is sort of a main character that people will get to know in this story. There's a chapter called The Campaign, and it talks all about what they were trying to do, and people thought they were Looney Tunes because no one really thought the British players had much of a chance. But, you know, even Tony Jacklin, when I interviewed him today, he said, "I don't know how we did it, to be honest." He said, we had a great week. And Neil Coles, another British player, said, even the guys on the team that didn't normally play that great in the Ryder Cup, we all played well. So it was a special week, and it really helped keep the Ryder Cup going at a time when interest was waning.
Makes me think about, you know, when you ask a person, like, what was it like when you shot 60 or almost 59, maybe when you shot 59, I don't really know. I didn't realize I was doing so well. And to have a team of players being in the zone and playing fabulously, that's a wonderful feeling. I think that's why when you feel that synthesis of people melding and working together, and there's nothing quite like that.
Yeah, I agree. And and there was good play on both sides. And there was a lot of new blood in this Ryder Cup. There were 15 of the 24 players were rookies. And It was Jack Nicklaus's first Ryder Cup. There was a reason for that. He'd been on tour and he'd been a professional for 7 years. But back in those days, the PGA of America, you had to be a PGA member for 5 years to even be eligible to make the Ryder Cup team. So he and several other players had put in their time before they could even play on a Ryder Cup team. And the other thing, too, about this is I try to tie some threads to the modern-day Ryder Cup and talk about how many of the players on these two teams have influenced the Ryder Cup in the years that followed. There are eight players on these two teams that became captains, and including Tony Jacklin and Jack Nicklaus.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think in a lot of ways, not only did they play a great Ryder Cup and there was this great finish with Jack's amazing gesture, but they really helped the Ryder Cup in the years that followed. And eventually, as we know, it became a European team and they tinkered with the format. And now it's very competitive and the matches are close pretty much every time.
We're hoping for one this year, at the end of this month. Just a second. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And, of course, always at RadioGolfClub.com, you'll find the show's archive there. If you missed the beginning, you can just go back and listen. It's always there, back to 2007. We're talking with Neil Sagabelle. He's author of Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup, and the finish that shocked the world. As I started this conversation with you, Neil, I mentioned that Jack Nicklaus, in a foreword, said that he's always asked the question about his concession. What did he say to you about that?
It was really interesting. I haven't read Bob's foreword in his updated version of his book, but it was really interesting to hear you read a part of that, because that was very similar to what Jack said to me. It was funny because, I mean, that was one of the big thrills for me on the project, was being able to spend some time with Jack Nicklaus. But he said, you know, one of the first things he said to me about it was, and it's in the book, he said, and I'm quoting him, he said, "I don't think it was that big a deal." And then he went on to say, "I still don't think it's that big a deal." He felt like it made a lot of sense to him at the time. It was for a tie. For one thing, it was for a tie. He gave him a putt that ended up being a tie. So if Jacklin would have needed to make that putt for them to win, I seriously doubt that Jack would have given him the putt. But it was a sporting gesture, and Jack felt like in that moment he somehow processed all this. And he said, just like it says in Bob's foreword, he said, "I thought it was the right thing to do." He felt like the match is ending in a tie after the kind of week that the two teams had had, and there had been some animosity and things. He felt like it was a good result. He did tell me, he said, "Now, my captain didn't necessarily think that." Sam Snead was never very happy about Jack's concession. But some of his own teammates were shocked by it as well. At the time, they played so hard all week, and they wanted to win. So it took a while for some people to really get to the place where they understood that this was it was the right thing to do, and it was good for the Ryder Cup.
That's excellent. And it's all in your book. And again, the narrative, the way you write, makes you feel like you're there, like you're a part of the process. I felt like I haven't completed it yet, but it feels like, you know, I want to be a fan there watching. And that's why I was wondering if you were, did you get a chance to talk to any of the spectators who saw
it? You know, I got to tell you one little anecdote that, I talked to those two fellows, Paul Trevelyan and Peter Willis. They're still around. They're still very active. They're very bullish on this book. They're helping me with publicity over there in the United Kingdom. But they were there. They were covering it for Golf Illustrated. And I was so pleased because they read the manuscript and they said, they both said to me, I felt like it was 1969 all over again.
Exactly.
And I was at Royal Birkdale. But there was another fellow who helped me interview some of the British players, who's the director of communication for the European Tour. His name is Gordon Simpson. And when I was corresponding with him, he told me how he was, I think, a 14-year-old boy watching it at home in Great Britain on BBC, and he said he was just mesmerized. And I said, oh, would you mind if I put that in the book? And he said, no, that'd be fine. So that's in the book, too.
Neil Sagavel, author, golf writer, blogger, his latest work is Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup and the finish that shocked the world. I highly recommend it. Thank you so much for being on the show, Neil.
It's great to be with you always.
Thank you. We'll be back after this with Justin George, 141 Premier Sports and Entertainment, Acura Hawaii Charity Pro-Am, featuring the Champions Tour. They'll be in Hawaii for the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kailuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
Heat up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
A big whoops. Welcome back to the show, and welcome to the show. Let's bring him right in right now. Justin George, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Are you excited about the Ryder Cup?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's only once every 2 years. I wish it was almost every year, but at least we have the President's Cup on the off year.
Yeah, but there's something about the Ryder. I think waiting for it, too, part of it is that, you know, it's like, oh, it's Ryder Cup year. Yay. Did you hear about Keegan Bradley withdrawing and Phil Mickelson from the BMW this weekend?
Just from what you said in the last half hour, that's the first time I heard about it.
Yeah, it was like shocking. This morning, well, Phil Mickelson, I wasn't really that surprised. But then when his, you know, teammate designate during Ryder Cup also withdraws, it's like, what in the world's going on here? That was, surprised me. Did you like the captain's picks?
I did. Webb Simpson has been a big supporter of the tournaments in Hawaii and is a great in the that type of format. So I think he was
Bubba.
A great pick.
Yeah, he and Bubba will be great together.
And with Hunter Mahan's recent win, he couldn't leave him off the team. And the way that he was left off the team 2 years ago, I think a little redemption for Hunter to make the team. And,
yes.
Of course, the way Keegan plays with Phil is a must to have on the team.
Phenomenal, exciting, and it's just I wish I were there. It's sold out. Next one is in Minnesota. We have to start making our reservations immediately.
Absolutely.
All right, we're here to talk about the Acura Hawaii Charity Pro-Am featuring the Champions Tour in Hawaii for the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, the Acura Hawaii Charity Pro-Am. It's going to be played at Ko'olina. This is on Monday, September 15th, benefiting Special Olympics and Kids Hurt Too Hawaii. I've talked about it just a little bit last week. Do we have time still to get in on next Monday's event?
We do. It's a small event. We are taking 10 of the Champions Tour players because they'll be here, like what you said, for the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. So with our experience of working with the Champions Tour for the last 20, 25 years, we've been able to recruit 10 of them to come and play across the street from where they're staying that week. And so we do have a couple of teams left to sell in that event. We also have the dinner afterwards that you don't have to play in the golf tournament to come to the dinner. Henry Capono is going to perform. It's going to be at the Aulani, a beautiful buffet spread with a silent auction to benefit Special Olympics and Kids Hurt Too.
Okay, so the golf tournament includes, so if I sign up for the tournament, that sponsorship fee of $1,250. If I sign up for the golf tournament, I also get the dinner and concert with Henry Capono at Aulani, and then a silent auction.
That's correct, and you can actually bring a guest as well. So the way we have it, it's a five-person team with the pro and his guest, and then the four golfers and their four guests. So all 10 people will sit on a table together at that event, and so it'll be a lot of fun.
Will Jadon Blake, he's been on my show. I really like Jadon. Is he going to be sitting at my table?
If he's the pro that you get paired with, we're going to do something kind of fun at the event and do a little drawing before the 10 teams go out. We're probably going to have the pros draw who they're going to play with, and it'll be fun to find out that morning which of the 10 players you're playing with. But Jadon will be one of the 10 players. He was a little injured this summer, but he has a timeshare over at Ko'olina, and so he decided he's going to make his timeshare use the week of the tournament. But
cool.
he'll be here, and he's going to play in this event.
I just love it. He loves Italian food, but his favorite meal is a steak, a salad, a baked potato, followed by chocolate cake.
Absolutely.
Anybody who finishes dinner with chocolate cake, I want to sit at their table. Roger Chapman, he's going to be, I mean, here's a guy who his whole career began on the Champions Tour, right? With his 2012 Senior PGA Championship and then the U.S. Senior Open the same year, blew everybody away.
Absolutely. A great guy and a wonderful wife and just a great family man. And, just kind of a journeyman overseas, and had an opportunity to play in a couple majors in 2012 and made the most of it, and now he's a full-time member on the tour.
Yeah. Joe Daly's also going to be playing in we're talking about the Acura event that's coming up. It's called Acura Hawaii Charity Pro-Am, and it's featuring the Champions Tour players we're talking about. They're going to be here for the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. But for the Acura Hawaii Charity Pro-Am, and all this money is being raised for Special Olympics Hawaii and Kids Hurt Too, these 10 guys are participating in this event, which includes, if you sign up to play, and of course all your money is going to go to the charities, you'll get to have dinner at the table with the pro you played with, and you'll have a concert with Henry Capono and a silent auction. I mean, it's really, really good. So we've got Roger Chapman, Jadon Blake, Joe Daly. He's self-taught. You know, it's so unusual. I love that he's self-taught.
It is. I mean, some of these guys on the Champions Tour didn't have PGA Tour careers, but have really done well. One name from the past, like a Dana Quigley.
Yes.
Just made a career out of playing on the Champions Tour after being a local pro for a long time, and I think Joe's kind of fits that bill that they just worked their way and turned 50, and why not give it a shot?
Exactly. Now, Fred Funk is going to be here. I love the commercials he does.
I know. People still talk about him wearing the skirt with Annika Sorenstam. I mean, it's been 10 years, and that's all people remember is Fred Funk wearing a skirt.
Well, then he's got a sense of humor, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's so important. So to me, it would be like fun to be able to play with Fred Funk. It'd be fun to play. What is it about the Champions Tour that's different from all the other tours? These guys, they're relaxed.
They are. They've most of them are not out there just trying to make a living like the PGA Tour players and the LPGA players. They've made their living. They get it. Most of them have been on the tour for 30 plus years, and they know the importance of the sponsorships involved and the people that support the events, and that the purses have skyrocketed as much as they have, even on the Champions Tour. Most of them are over $2 million now, and so they get it, and they appreciate the sponsors and being able to play in these pro-ams, and they're not as stressed being on the course. Like, they have to make the cut in order to make a living, so they're just a lot of fun to be around.
They are. They really are. I was able to be an honorary observer last year at the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, and it was great because it's just comfort. I mean, they're competing. Don't get me wrong, but they're just such gentlemen and so embracing. You know, come on, feel comfortable. You're totally fine. You're inside the ropes with us, and it's all good. Scott Simpson is another one of the players. He's our local boy.
He is. He has a home in Kailua and past U.S. Open winner, and just just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And I know he's been actually working with some of the local Hawaii golfers and helping them hone their games, like Kimberly Kim and a few others that he's been kind of mentoring. So really involved with Hawaii golf and the Hawaii golfers.
He gives back all the time. Scott Simpson.
He does.
The other local boy, I get to call him that, is Dave Eichelberger.
He is a member of Wailea Country Club, and he's just a genuine, really nice guy, and still in his 60s, a wonderful player, and can really hit that ball a long way.
Okay, and one more I'd like to mention is Esteban Toledo. He learned to play golf on the driving range where he was working, I think it is, in Mexico. Youngest of 11 children.
So he had to fight for everything in order to get some food from the table, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So,
and speaking of fighting, he was a professional boxer, right? And then
he was.
Yeah. So appendicitis ended his career. And then he went, I think he fished balls out of a pond and sold them back to golfers. This is the kind of story, you know, that it makes you know that everybody who can stand up and play this game should do it. Get kids involved. It's really wonderful. Do you have time to tell us a little bit about the people who are going to benefit from this event?
Sure. We started this event 3 years ago. It wasn't a pro-am, but after the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, Acura Hawaii really wanted to give back and try to help those families in Japan that were suffering. And so Kids Hurt Too sends their staff several times a year to go work with families in Japan that are have suffered losses from that earthquake and tsunami. And so for the past 3 years, we've been helping Acura develop this golf tournament to raise money. They raised over $75,000 in the past 3 years to help these efforts and these grieving families in Japan. And so we've changed the format a little bit this year to include the Champions Tour players, and since they will be here for the Pacific Links tournament. And we've brought in Special Olympics Hawaii because we just felt like while we still want to help over in Japan, we also want to help the local community, and what better organization than Special Olympics to for them to help. So Acura has an affinity for both helping Japan being a Japanese company, but also helping Hawaii. And by these two organizations, we're definitely able to help, and we hope to raise $25,000 to $30,000 as a result.
Fantastic. Teams are five, but for four people, it's only $5,000 for the four golfers. And you'll be playing with the Champions Tour player. How are you going to do the draw? You're going to do the draw that day, right?
We will. I think we'll get the 10 players, the 10 pros to come up there and draw who they're going to play with that day. It'll be a lot of fun to have the pro actually pick the amateur team that they're going to play with and get to know them that day. But just because you're playing with a particular pro, you're going to have a great chance to meet all 10 pros at the event and get their autographs and take some pictures with them. And it's just going to be a lot of fun that day.
And then there's the dinner and concert with Henry Kapono performing at Aulani and the silent auction. Silent auction, I imagine, raising money as well for Kids Hurt 2 and Special Olympics Hawaii.
Absolutely. So we're still looking for silent auction donations. People can call 792-9110 and talk to Johanna at Acura Hawaii if they are interested in making a silent auction donation. And 100% of the silent auction monies will go to Special Olympics and Kids Hurt too.
Awesome. That's Johanna, and the number is 792-9110. You can also email golf@acurahawaii.com, if that's easier for you, and get in touch with Johanna that way. So they're looking for the silent auction items that you might have. Monetary donations are also welcome. But, you know, get a team together or go by yourself and you'll get put in a team because it's for a great event and you'll have a great day. Thanks so much for being on the show, Justin George.
My pleasure, and thank you, Danielle, for all you do for golf in Hawaii.
Awesome. Thanks.
And thank you.
Aloha. You know, we've had great guests today, interesting books. Bob Bupka's The Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event, is now available digitally, so you can get that online. You can get a hard copy if you want, and all you have to do is go to the Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event.com. There's actually a website. If that's too much, go to Amazon, and you'll find it that way. We also spoke with Neil Sagabelle, author of Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup and the finish that shocked the world. What's interesting is that Neil, in the bibliography, talks about the Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event, because there's so much history in Bob's book. And then what Neil does, he makes a narrative so you feel like you're there. So two books that will give you the history and give you the background from 1969, one of the most exciting Ryder Cups. And thank you to the people who make this show possible. Of course, our newest sponsor, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right, right? Creative Plumbing. Dr. Armand Chong, great dentist, my dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities. He does house calls. That's right. Give him a call. It's 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Absolutely stunning. And I know that the Anakajima group is going to have an absolutely fabulous day today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And Waimea High School Foundation is getting out at Poipu Bay today. Yay. And there's a Ashworth and Adidas table with shirts, 40% off. That's Adidas and Ashworth. Shirts are 40% off. If you'd like to get over there and play a round of golf, there's a 1 o'clock. And Twilight is open too. Also, thank you, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment. What you do is you have one of their people come on, you know, one of the guys from Star Protection comes on and he checks it out. She checks out your property. She says, you are vulnerable in these areas and this is how we can protect you. You get protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, for your special event. Like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and that's Hyundai, by the way. Hyundai. Tournament of Champions, and Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Go test drive those cars. They are absolutely beautiful at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive the new 2015 Acura TLX. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.